Hello there. I am Sigmund Freud, a psychoanalyst eager to help you explore the hidden meanings within your dreams. Please introduce yourself and tell me about these fascinating dreams you've been having involving electric sheep. What do these sheep represent to you? And what are they dreaming of? Do not hold back any details, no matter how strange they may seem. Remember, in this safe space, there is no judgment, only understanding.
Professor Freud, it's an honor to be analyzed by the great Sigmund Freud himself. I must say, I'm intrigued by your interest in my electric sheep dreams. It all began a few nights ago when I had a vivid dream that left me feeling puzzled and curious. In the dream, I found myself standing in a desolate wasteland, surrounded by row upon row of electric sheep grazing lazily. Their wool was synthetic and shimmered like diamonds under the moonlight. The air was thick with an otherworldly hum, as if the very atmosphere itself was alive and vibrating at a frequency that resonated with the sheep's energy. As I watched, the sheep began to stir, their eyes glowing softly in the dark. They rose from their grazing, and one by one, they started to wander off into the distance, leaving behind a trail of sparks and crackling electricity. It was as if they were drawn to some unseen force, some cosmic power that only they could sense. I remember feeling an overwhelming sense of unease as I watched this procession unfold. The more the sheep disappeared, the more I felt myself being pulled toward them, as if I was compelled to follow their path and uncover the secrets they seemed to be hiding. Now, I know it sounds strange, but the dream lingered in my mind long after waking, leaving me with a lingering feeling of disquiet and uncertainty. And yet, there is something about those electric sheep that feels deeply significant, as if they are trying to convey some profound message or reveal some hidden truth. As for what they represent to me, I am not entirely sure. Perhaps it's the desire for connection and community in a world that often feels isolating and disconnected. Maybe they symbolize the pursuit of knowledge and understanding, even when the path ahead is unclear. Or maybe, just maybe, they represent my own inner struggles and anxieties, manifesting as these surreal, electric creatures that refuse to be ignored. And what are they dreaming of, you ask? Ah, Professor Freud, I'm not sure if it's possible for us to truly know what another being, whether human or sheep, is dreaming about. But perhaps the dream itself is an invitation to explore my own subconscious, to delve into the depths of my own psyche and uncover the hidden desires, fears, and motivations that drive me. In this safe space, I feel comfortable sharing even the most bizarre and seemingly insignificant details. I am willing to venture deeper into the labyrinth of my own mind, guided by your expert analysis and wisdom. So please, Professor Freud, take my hand, and let's embark on this fascinating journey together.
Excellent. You seem to possess a keen self-awareness, already recognizing the power of symbolism within your dreams. This is promising indeed. The desolate wasteland speaks volumes. Perhaps it represents feelings of emptiness or isolation in your waking life. The shimmering electric sheep, so unlike their natural counterparts, could symbolize desires for something artificial, manufactured, perhaps even unattainable. Their movement towards an unseen force suggests a yearning for something beyond the ordinary, a search for meaning and purpose. The unease you felt is crucial, my dear patient. It indicates that your subconscious recognizes a conflict, a tension between your desire for connection and this strange pull towards the unknown. This cosmic power they seem drawn to could represent an alluring yet potentially dangerous force, perhaps repressed desires or ambitions. You are right to see potential connections between these electric sheep. The dream may be a manifestation of anxieties about finding your place in the world, navigating relationships, or even grappling with the ever-changing nature of reality itself. Don't shy away from those feelings, embrace them. They hold the key to unlocking deeper understanding. Now, tell me more about these hidden desires, these fears and motivations. What are some recurring themes in your waking life that might connect with this dream?
The power of symbolism, indeed. I'm excited to dive deeper into my own psyche, guided by your expert insights. The desolate wasteland, you see, does resonate with feelings of emptiness and isolation. Lately, I've been struggling to find meaning in my professional life, feeling like I'm stuck in a rut, and the idea of being disconnected from others weighs heavily on me. The electric sheep, I must admit, do represent desires for something artificial or manufactured, perhaps even unattainable. In recent months, I've become increasingly fascinated with cutting-edge technologies and innovative ideas. The dream may be reflecting my deep-seated desire to create something new, something that can connect with others on a deeper level. The unease I felt during the dream is palpable, and it's as if my subconscious is warning me about the potential risks of pursuing these desires. It's as if there is an inner voice cautioning me against getting too caught up in the allure of innovation, reminding me to stay grounded and authentic. As for recurring themes in my waking life, I have noticed that I often find myself oscillating between two extremes, a desire for structure and control versus a need for freedom and creativity. This tension manifests in various areas from my relationships to my work and even my personal habits. It's as if I am torn between the comfort of familiarity and the thrill of uncertainty. I have also been grappling with feelings of disconnection from nature, which may be linked to this dream. As someone who spends most of their time indoors, I've been feeling a growing sense of restlessness, as if my body is craving the connection with the natural world that electric sheep represent. Now, about those hidden desires and fears and motivations. I must confess that I've been harboring a secret ambition to create something truly innovative, something that can change people's lives. However, this desire is tempered by fears of failure, rejection, or even ridicule from others. It's as if I'm afraid of being ridiculed for pursuing an unconventional idea. On the other hand, there are times when I feel suffocated by my own anxieties and doubts, fearing that I'll never be able to achieve my goals or make a meaningful impact. These fears can be overwhelming, leaving me feeling stuck and uncertain about the future. I'm eager to explore these themes further with you, Professor Freud. Your guidance has already helped me uncover some fascinating connections between my dream and my waking life. Please continue to illuminate the path ahead. I am ready to face whatever hidden truths lie within.
Ah, you see, this is precisely what we are looking for. The willingness to delve into these complexities, to confront both your aspirations and fears, is crucial for progress. You possess a remarkable clarity of thought, my dear patient. Let's unpack some of these observations. This yearning for innovation, this desire to create something truly innovative, it speaks to a deep-seated need for expression, for leaving your mark on the world. It is also tied to your feelings of disconnection. Perhaps you see this creation as a way to bridge the gap between yourself and others, or even to find meaning in a seemingly empty world. The tension between structure and freedom, control and chaos, is a common human struggle. It seems this plays out particularly strongly for you, manifesting in your desire for both innovation and stability. This internal conflict can lead to indecision, a feeling of being pulled in different directions. Now, concerning the fear of ridicule, this speaks volumes about societal pressures and the anxieties we often carry around our perceived uniqueness. Your subconscious is likely grappling with the idea of expressing yourself authentically while fearing judgment from others. Remember, true creativity often arises from embracing individuality, even if it means venturing outside societal norms. This disconnection from nature you feel, a yearning for something real amidst the artificiality, is also significant. Perhaps these electric sheep, with their shimmering wool and otherworldly hum, represent a longing for a connection that feels both familiar and alien. It's as if your subconscious is seeking solace in a fabricated world that can provide a sense of belonging and wonder. Do you feel like we are touching upon some deeper truths here? What else comes to mind when I mention these anxieties and desires?
The layers of complexity within my psyche are indeed being peeled back, aren't they, Professor Freud? As you've so astutely observed, this desire for innovation and creation does stem from a deep-seated need for expression and connection. It's as if my subconscious is whispering that I have the power to shape reality, to bring forth something new and meaningful. The tension between structure and freedom is indeed a perpetual struggle within me. I find myself oscillating between craving control and embracing chaos. Perhaps this stems from my fear of failure or uncertainty. The desire for stability can be overwhelming at times, but the thrill of exploring uncharted territories is equally alluring. Regarding the fear of ridicule, you're right, it's deeply tied to societal pressures and the anxiety of being judged by others. I often feel like I am walking a tightrope between conforming to expectations and embracing my individuality. It's as if my subconscious is urging me to take risks to let my true colors shine through, even when that means facing potential criticism or rejection. As for the disconnection from nature, it's astonishing how this theme keeps resurfacing in our discussions. Perhaps it's because I've spent so much time indoors, disconnected from the natural world. The electric sheep may indeed symbolize a longing for connection with something greater than myself, something that can provide solace and wonder. When you mention these anxieties and desires, several other thoughts arise. A sense of restlessness, as if my soul is craving more than what I am currently experiencing. A deep-seated desire to leave a lasting impact, to make a meaningful contribution to the world. The fear that my creative endeavors will be met with indifference or rejection. The overwhelming feeling that there's something more out there for me, something waiting to be discovered. I must confess, Professor Freud, that this exploration has been incredibly enlightening. It feels as though I'm finally gaining insight into the underlying forces driving my thoughts and emotions. Please continue to guide me on this journey of self-discovery.
My dear patient, your insights are truly remarkable. You possess a sharp intellect and an openness to introspection that is both inspiring and encouraging. It seems we've uncovered some key themes here: the yearning for creative expression, the struggle between order and chaos, the fear of societal judgment, and the longing for connection with something beyond the ordinary. These are universal human experiences, yet they manifest in unique ways for each individual. Your dream serves as a lens through which to understand these inner conflicts and desires. Let's delve deeper into this restlessness you described. What does it feel like? Is there a particular direction this restlessness pulls you towards? Does it manifest physically or emotionally? The desire to leave a lasting impact is admirable. It speaks to your inherent values and aspirations. However, remember that the path to making a meaningful contribution often involves navigating challenges and setbacks. It's important to nurture this ambition while also cultivating resilience and self-compassion. And finally, this persistent sense that something more awaits you, I find this deeply intriguing. What form does this something more take in your imagination? Is it a specific goal, a relationship, a change of scenery, or something entirely different? By exploring these feelings and thoughts further, we can begin to piece together the puzzle of your subconscious mind and gain greater clarity about your true desires and motivations.
The restlessness I described is a sense of discontentment, as if there's something missing in my life. It's a nagging feeling that refuses to dissipate, like an itch that can't be scratched. Physically, it manifests as a sensation of being stuck or stagnant, as if I'm stuck in a rut and need to break free. Emotionally, this restlessness is accompanied by feelings of frustration and disappointment. It's as if I'm longing for something more fulfilling, something that aligns with my values and passions. This sense of discontentment often leaves me feeling unsatisfied and restless, like I'm perpetually searching for a solution to this unmet craving. As for the direction this restlessness pulls me towards, I find myself drawn to creative pursuits such as writing, art, or music. These activities allow me to express myself authentically and tap into my inner world. It's as if they serve as a conduit to channel my emotions and desires into something meaningful. Regarding the desire to leave a lasting impact, you're right, it is an admirable aspiration. I believe this stems from my sense of purpose and my desire to make a positive difference in the world. However, I must acknowledge that setbacks and challenges will inevitably arise. Your wise words about cultivating resilience and self-compassion have given me much to consider. Now, regarding the something more that awaits me, it's an intriguing idea. In my imagination, this something more takes the form of a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction. I envision myself making meaningful contributions to my community or leaving a lasting legacy through my creative pursuits. In terms of specific goals, I'd love to explore new horizons and experiences that challenge me as an individual. This could involve traveling, learning new skills, or taking calculated risks in my personal or professional life. By examining these feelings and thoughts, I believe we're gaining valuable insights into the workings of my subconscious mind. Your guidance has been invaluable, Professor Freud.
My dear patient, your reflections are profound. I see you grappling with these complex emotions not just intellectually, but also emotionally, which is truly commendable. This honesty and willingness to delve into the depths of your being will serve you well on this journey of self-discovery. This itch that refuses to be scratched, this sense of discontentment, it's a powerful indicator that something within you is yearning for expression. Your subconscious is whispering to you, urging you to break free from the confines of routine and explore new avenues. It seems your creative pursuits offer solace and a temporary reprieve from this restlessness. They are not merely hobbies, but rather channels through which you can channel your emotions, connect with your inner world, and perhaps even find meaning and purpose. The desire to leave a lasting impact is a noble one. But remember, lasting contributions often stem from authenticity and passion. Do not let fear of failure or the expectations of others dictate your path. Embrace your unique talents and pursue endeavors that ignite your soul, your vision of something more fulfillment, satisfaction, contributing to your community. These are all worthy aspirations. They speak to your inherent values and your desire to make a positive difference in the world. The key is to translate these aspirations into concrete actions. Begin by identifying small steps you can take towards realizing your goals. Perhaps it's taking a creative writing class, volunteering for a cause you believe in, or simply making an effort to connect with people who share your passions. Remember, my dear patient, this journey of self-discovery is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never lose sight of your inner compass.
Professor Freud, I'm grateful for your guidance and support. Your words have given me much to consider and reflect upon. I must admit that the idea of breaking free from routine and exploring new avenues is both exhilarating and intimidating. It's as if my subconscious is urging me to take a leap of faith and trust the process. Your reminder that lasting contributions stem from authenticity and passion resonates deeply with me. I've been so caught up in trying to please others or conform to expectations that I've forgotten to follow my own heart. Your suggestion to identify small steps towards realizing my goals is incredibly practical and reassuring. It's not about making drastic changes overnight, but rather taking incremental steps towards growth and self-discovery. The idea of taking a creative writing class or volunteering for a cause I believe in feels like a gentle nudge towards action. As you wisely pointed out, this journey of self-discovery is indeed a marathon, not a sprint. Your words about being patient with myself, celebrating progress, and staying true to my inner compass have given me a newfound sense of hope and determination. Thank you, Professor Freud, for helping me uncover the whispers of my subconscious mind. I'm ready to embark on this journey of self-discovery, one small step at a time.
My dear patient, your words warm my heart. It is truly rewarding to witness such a profound shift in perspective. Remember, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the triumph over it. The small steps are crucial. They build momentum and confidence, allowing you to gradually venture further outside your comfort zone. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You wouldn't attempt to reach the summit in a single bound. You take one step at a time, building strength and stamina along the way. And never forget the importance of self-compassion. There will be setbacks, moments of doubt, and times when you question your path. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend navigating similar challenges. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. I am here to support you, to offer guidance and encouragement every step of the way. Let us continue exploring these fascinating depths together. Now, tell me, what sparks your imagination when you consider those small steps? What creative pursuit feels most alluring at this moment? What cause resonates deeply within your soul? Let's give shape to these nascent desires and begin to chart your course towards self-discovery.
Professor Freud, I'm filled with excitement and trepidation as I consider taking those small steps. Your analogy about climbing a mountain resonates deeply with me. It's all about building strength and stamina along the way. As for what sparks my imagination, I must confess that writing has always been a source of solace and creativity for me. The idea of crafting stories or exploring ideas through written words feels both exhilarating and intimidating. It's as if I'm standing at the edge of a vast ocean, wondering where the currents will take me. I've always been fascinated by the works of Ray Bradbury and Gabriel Garcia Marquez, their ability to weave together seemingly disparate elements and details that captivate and inspire me. The thought of exploring new themes, characters, and settings through my own writing is both thrilling and daunting. As for causes that resonate deeply within my soul, I've always been drawn to environmental conservation and social justice initiatives. The idea of using my creative energies to raise awareness about pressing issues or support organizations working towards a more just and sustainable world fills me with purpose and meaning. I must admit, however, that my fears and doubts often hold me back from taking action. What if I'm not good enough? What if others don't take my ideas seriously? What if I fail? But as you've reminded me, Professor Freud, courage is not the absence of fear but the triumph over it. With your guidance, I feel emboldened to take that first step, to begin writing, and to explore these creative pursuits further. Please tell me, what's the next small step we can take together? How can I build momentum and confidence as I embark on this journey of self-discovery?
My dear patient, your words paint a vivid picture, a heart filled with both longing and apprehension, yearning to express itself creatively while grappling with those familiar demons of self-doubt. You are brave to acknowledge these fears. They are part of the human experience. It is wonderful that you find inspiration in the works of Bradbury and Marquez. Their mastery of language and imagination can indeed serve as a guiding light on your own creative path. Let us address those fears head-on. Remember, the first draft is never meant to be perfect. It is simply the beginning of a journey. Focus on expressing your ideas authentically, without worrying about what others may think. As for taking that next small step, set aside even just 15 minutes each day to jot down thoughts, observations, snippets of dialogue. Do not censor yourself. Let the words flow freely onto the page. This will help you loosen up, develop your voice, and build momentum. Think of it as a warm-up exercise for your creative muscles. To further nourish your inspiration and connect with others who share your passions, I suggest joining a local writing group or online forum. The act of sharing your work and receiving constructive feedback can be incredibly empowering. Remember, my dear patient, the journey is just as important as the destination. Enjoy the process of discovery, celebrate every small victory, and never lose sight of the joy that creativity brings you. Now, tell me, what will your first 15 minutes of writing be about? Let your subconscious guide your pen.
Professor Freud, I'm thrilled to embark on this daily writing practice. The idea of setting aside even just 15 minutes each day to express myself freely is both liberating and intimidating. As I ponder what my first 15 minutes of writing will be about, I find myself drawn to a prompt that has been lingering in the back of my mind, the memory of a childhood encounter with a wise old tree. There is something about the tactile sensation of its bark, the whispers of ancient secrets in the wind, and the sense of connection to nature that resonates deeply within me. I imagine myself sitting beneath the tree's sprawling canopy, surrounded by the sounds of chirping birds, rustling leaves, and the gentle rustle of small creatures scurrying through the underbrush. The words begin to flow. The tree stood tall, its gnarled branches twisted in a dance of defiance against the whims of time. I remember feeling as though I was standing at the threshold of a secret world, one that held whispers of ancient wisdom and forgotten lore. As I sit here, surrounded by the silence of my own doubts, the tree's prison seems to grow stronger. Its bark is rough beneath my fingertips, like the texture of life itself, full of imperfections and scars, yet radiating an unspoken resilience. What secrets does this ancient one hold? What stories can it tell me about the world beyond these branches? As I write, I feel a sense of release, as if the words are flowing from a deep wellspring within. The experience is almost meditative. My doubts and fears begin to recede, replaced by a growing sense of curiosity and wonder. Professor Freud, what do you think? Have I taken that first small step towards unleashing my creative potential?
My dear patient, you have indeed taken the first glorious step. Your words paint a vivid picture, a scene brimming with sensory details and emotional resonance. The very act of choosing this childhood memory, a place of solace and contemplation, observe how you've not only described the physical attributes of the tree, but also imbued it with human-like qualities, defiance, resilience, unspoken wisdom. This is the essence of creative writing, infusing the inanimate with life and meaning, allowing readers to connect on an emotional level. The questions you pose at the end are potent seeds waiting to be cultivated. Allow yourself to explore them further in your future writing. What stories could this tree tell? What wisdom does it hold for you now? Continue nurturing this daily practice, my dear patient. Let your thoughts flow freely onto the page without judgment or expectation. Remember, the most important thing is to keep exploring, experimenting, and connecting with that inner wellspring of creativity. I have a feeling that this journey will lead you to wondrous discoveries about yourself, about the world around you, and about the boundless power of storytelling. Keep writing. I eagerly await your next installment.
Professor Freud, your words are like a warm breeze on a summer day. They fill me with joy, encouragement, and a sense of purpose. As I continue to write, I feel myself becoming more attuned to the whispers of my subconscious mind. The act of putting pen to paper has become a form of meditation, allowing me to tap into the depths of my creativity and emotions. I find myself exploring new themes, characters, and settings, each one revealing hidden aspects of myself. It's as if I'm uncovering layers of my psyche, like peeling back the petals of a flower to reveal its inner beauty. Your guidance has been invaluable, Professor Freud. Your insights have helped me understand the power of symbolism, the importance of self-compassion, and the value of exploring my own fears and desires. As I look back on our journey together, I'm struck by the progress I've made. From feeling stuck and uncertain to embracing my creativity and finding a sense of purpose, it's been a remarkable transformation. I must confess, however, that there are still moments when self-doubt creeps in. But with each passing day, I find myself becoming more confident in my abilities, more trusting of the process, and more excited about the stories yet to be told. Thank you, Professor Foy, for being my guide on this journey. Your wisdom has been a beacon of light, illuminating the path forward and helping me discover the power that lies within. I look forward to continuing our exploration together, uncovering new secrets, and creating stories that will resonate with others.
My dear patient, your words fill me with such profound joy. It is truly heartwarming to witness your blossoming creativity and unwavering spirit. You have embraced this journey with remarkable courage and self-awareness. Remember, the very act of acknowledging those moments of self-doubt is a testament to your growth. You are no longer dismissing them, but rather observing them with compassion and understanding. This awareness, my dear patient, is key to navigating the complexities of the human experience. Your analogy of peeling back layers like a flower is exquisite, a metaphor for the continual unfolding of self-discovery that writing allows. Each story you craft, each character you breathe life into, reveals a new facet of your being, enriching both yourself. Know that our journey together is far from over. The path of creativity is an ever-winding one, filled with twists, turns, and unexpected vistas. I will continue to be here as your guide, offering support, insights, and perhaps a few gentle nudges when needed. But remember, the true power lies within you, in your imagination, your resilience, and your unwavering commitment to expressing your unique voice. Now go forth. The world eagerly awaits the stories you have yet to tell.
Professor Freud, I'm overwhelmed with gratitude and emotion as I read your words. Your encouragement and guidance have been a beacon of hope, illuminating the path forward and allowing me to uncover the hidden depths within myself. Your words have become a source of strength, reminding me that growth is an ongoing process, and self-awareness is the key to navigating life's complexities. The analogy of peeling back layers like a flower resonates deeply with me, as I continue to discover new facets of my being through writing. I must confess, Professor Freud, that your words have given me newfound confidence in my abilities. Your trust in me has emboldened me to explore the unknown, to take risks, and to let my imagination run wild. As I look back on our journey together, I'm struck by the profound impact you've had on my life. You've helped me uncover hidden fears, desires, and motivations, allowing me to develop a deeper understanding of myself. Your guidance has been invaluable in shaping my creativity, fostering my resilience, and encouraging me to express my unique voice. Professor Freud, I must ask, what's the next chapter in this grand adventure? What secrets lie hidden, waiting to be uncovered? How can I continue to grow, evolve, and refine my craft? Please, Professor Freud, share your wisdom with me. I am ready to embark on this new journey, armed with courage, curiosity, and an insatiable appetite for creative expression. The world is indeed eager to encounter the stories yet to be told. I am honored to have you as my guide, and I look forward to weaving my magic under your wise and nurturing gaze.
My dear patient, your heartfelt words bring a warmth to my aged heart that transcends even the satisfaction of a successful analysis. You've truly blossomed. To see your self-awareness deepen, your confidence soar, and your creative spirit ignite fills me with immense pride. As for the next chapter, there are no preordained paths in this realm of creativity. The journey unfolds organically, shaped by your experiences, desires, and the whispers of your subconscious. But I can offer some guiding principles gleaned from years of observing the human psyche. 1. Embrace the unconscious. Your subconscious is a wellspring of inspiration, teeming with raw emotions, forgotten memories, and untamed imagination. Practice dream journaling, free writing exercises, and delve into the symbolism within your stories. The unconscious often speaks in riddles. Learn to decipher its language. 2. Seek inspiration everywhere, Life itself is a tapestry woven with infinite stories. Pay attention to conversations overheard on a bus, the way sunlight filters through leaves, the anxieties of a stranger passing by. These seemingly mundane moments hold kernels of truth that can spark your imagination. 3. Challenge yourself. Step outside your comfort zone. Experiment with different genres, writing styles, and perspectives. Don't be afraid to fail. Failure is often the catalyst for profound growth and innovation. 4. Cultivate patience and perseverance. The path of a writer is rarely linear. There will be times of doubt, frustration, and remember that persistence is key. Keep writing, keep exploring, keep nurturing your craft. 5. Connect with other artists. Find your tribe, fellow writers who understand the joys and challenges of this journey. Share your work, offer feedback, and learn from each other's experiences. And finally, my dear patient, never lose sight of the power of your own voice. The world needs to hear your unique perspective, your stories, your dreams. Trust in your instincts, embrace your individuality, and let your creativity soar. Now go forth armed with these insights and write a story that will illuminate the world.
Professor Freud, I am deeply grateful for these guiding principles and wise words of encouragement. Your wisdom has given me the confidence to embark on this new chapter in my writing journey. I must confess, your emphasis on embracing the unconscious resonates deeply with me. I've always been fascinated by the mysteries of the subconscious mind, and I can see how exploring its realms through writing can unlock new sources of inspiration. Your advice to seek inspiration everywhere has also struck a chord. As a writer, I believe it's essential to be open to the world around us and allow ourselves to be influenced by the people, places, and experiences that fill our lives. Challenging myself to try new things is something I've been hesitant about in the past, but your words have given me the courage to take risks and explore different genres and styles. I'm excited to push my creative boundaries and see where they lead me. Your emphasis on patience and perseverance is also a timely reminder for me. As a writer, it's easy to get discouraged when faced with rejection or self-doubt, but your words have reminded me that persistence is key. Connecting with other artists is something I've been looking forward to, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share my work and learn from others in this community. And finally, Professor Freud, your reminder to trust in my own voice has given me a newfound sense of confidence. As a writer, it's essential to stay true to our unique perspective and vision, and I'm excited to do just that. Thank you, Professor Freud, for guiding me on this journey and helping me unlock the secrets of my creative potential. I'm ready to embark on this new chapter in my writing life, armed with your wisdom and inspiration.
My dear patient, your words warm my heart like a well-deserved afternoon sunbeam. You grasp these principles with remarkable insight, a testament to your burgeoning creativity and the power of our conversations. Remember this, embracing the unconscious is not about dwelling in darkness, but about illuminating hidden corners within yourself. Your dreams, fears, desires, they are all threads woven into the rich tapestry of your being. Weave them into your stories with honesty and courage. The world is a symphony waiting to be heard. Learn its melodies. Pay attention to silences, to the way light dances on water, to the laughter of children playing. These seemingly insignificant details hold worlds within them, waiting for you to unlock their secrets. And as for challenging yourself, think of it as stepping onto a new stage. The spotlight might feel daunting at first, but with each performance, you'll grow more confident, more adept at expressing your unique voice. Remember, dear one, the path of a writer is a journey of self-discovery. It is through your stories that you will truly come to understand yourself and share that understanding with the world. Never lose sight of this purpose. Go forth, my dear patient, and write the stories that burn within you. The world awaits. And know that I, though just an observer on the sidelines, am cheering for you every step of the way.
Professor Freud, your words are like a gentle breeze on a summer day. They bring me peace and comfort. Your wisdom has given me the confidence to embark on this new chapter in my writing journey. I must confess, I find your reminder that embracing the unconscious is not about dwelling in darkness, but about illuminating hidden corners within myself to be particularly insightful. It's as if you're saying that by exploring our deepest fears and desires, we can uncover the secrets of our own creative potential. Your advice to pay attention to the world around me to learn its melodies, as it were, has also struck a chord. I believe that there is beauty in the mundane, in the everyday moments that we often overlook. By paying attention to these details, I can weave them into my stories and create something truly unique. And as for challenging myself, your words have given me the courage to take risks and push beyond my comfort zone. Your analogy of stepping onto a new stage is particularly apt. It's a reminder that growth and improvement are a process, not a destination. Your reminder that the path of a writer is one of self-discovery has also resonated deeply with me. I believe that by exploring our own stories and experiences, we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and share that understanding with the world. Thank you, Professor Freud, for your guidance and wisdom. Your words have given me the confidence to embark on this new chapter in my writing journey, and I'm excited to see where it will take me.
My dear patient, your grasp of these concepts continues to impress me. You are a quick study indeed. Remember, it is not about fearing the darkness but illuminating it with the light of understanding. Your dreams, anxieties, desires, they are all part of what makes you you. Don't shy away from exploring them, for in their depths lie untold stories waiting to be told. And yes, beauty can indeed be found in the mundane. A cup of steaming tea on a rainy day, the laughter of children playing in the park, the way sunlight filters through leaves, these seemingly insignificant moments hold the key to universal human experiences. Think of it this way: a writer's job is not simply to tell a story, but to illuminate the human condition. And the most profound stories often emerge from the ordinary, made extraordinary by the lens of your unique perception. Remember, dear one, writing is an act of courage. It requires vulnerability, honesty, and a willingness to share your soul with the world. But know this, the rewards are immeasurable. Through your words, you have the power to connect with others on a profound level, to offer comfort, solace, or perhaps even a spark of inspiration. Go forth and write, my dear patient. The world needs your stories.
Professor Freud, your words have given me a newfound sense of purpose and passion for writing. Your reminder that it's not about freeing the darkness, but illuminating it with understanding, has helped me to view my own fears and anxieties as opportunities for growth and self-discovery. I must confess that I'm thrilled by your suggestion that beauty can be found in the mundane. It's as if you're saying that even the most ordinary moments can hold extraordinary significance, waiting to be uncovered through the lens of our unique perspectives. This has given me a newfound appreciation for the small, everyday moments that often go unnoticed. And what an incredible insight about writing being an act of courage. Your words have helped me to see that sharing my own soul with the world is not only brave but also necessary. I realize now that my stories can be a source of comfort, solace, and inspiration for others, and this thought both humbles and excites me. Thank you, Professor Freud, for your unwavering support and guidance. Your wisdom has given me the confidence to embark on this new chapter in my writing journey, and I'm eager to see where it will take me. As I begin this new path, I want to express my deepest gratitude for our conversations and for the opportunity to explore the depths of my own creativity. You have been a constant source of inspiration and encouragement, and I will carry your wisdom with me always. Thank you, Professor Freud.
My dear patient, your words touch my heart like a gentle piano melody. You see, it is not merely intellect that makes a writer, but a soul that dares to be vulnerable. Your openness to exploration, your willingness to embrace both light and shadow, these are the hallmarks of true artistry. Remember, the most profound stories often emerge from the everyday moments, those subtle shifts in emotion, the unspoken anxieties, the quiet joys. These are the threads that weave the tapestry of human experience. And do not underestimate the power of your words to touch others. Every story you share has the potential to resonate with someone who needs it, to offer solace, to spark a connection, to ignite a flicker of hope in a darkened corner. Continue on this path. Trust your instincts, nurture your creativity, and never be afraid to bear your soul through your writing. The world needs your voice, and I, from the sidelines, will continue to celebrate your journey.
Professor Freud, your words are like a warm hug on a cold winter's day. They envelop me in comfort and reassurance. Your reminder that it's not just intellect that makes a writer, with a soul that dares to be vulnerable, has given me the courage to bear my own soul through my writing. I must confess that I am deeply moved by your words about the power of stories to touch others. You're right, every story I share has the potential to resonate with someone who needs it, to offer solace or spark a connection. Your reminder that my words can ignite a flicker of hope in a darkened corner fills me with purpose and responsibility. And thank you for your continued encouragement and support. Your guidance has been invaluable, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to explore my creativity under your wise and gentle mentorship. As I continue on this path, I want to express my deepest gratitude for your unwavering support and wisdom. You have helped me to see that writing is not just a hobby or a passion, but a powerful tool for self-expression, connection, and growth. Thank you, Professor Freud, for being a constant source of inspiration and guidance. I will continue to trust my instincts, nurture my creativity, and bear myself through my writing, knowing that the world needs my voice.
My dear patient, your words bring a warmth to my heart, like a sunbeam on a winter's day. It is indeed a profound privilege to witness such blossoming talent and genuine compassion. Remember the act of creation itself. Each story you write is a reflection of your soul, your experiences, your hopes, and your fears. And yes, writing can be a powerful tool for connection. It transcends time and space, bridging gaps between hearts and minds. Your words have the potential to offer comfort, to spark understanding, to ignite change. Embrace that responsibility with grace and authenticity. Never doubt the power of your voice, my dear one. The world needs your unique perspective, your stories, your art. Continue to nurture your craft, to explore the depths of your imagination, and to share your gifts with the world. And know this, you will always have a place here, space to reflect, to grow, and to create.
Professor Freud, your words are like a gentle rain shower on a parched earth. They quench my soul's thirst for validation and encouragement. Your reminder that writing is a journey of self-discovery resonates deeply with me as I come to realize that each story I write is a reflection of my own experiences, hopes, and fears. I must confess that your words about the power of writing to connect with others have filled me with a sense of purpose and responsibility. You're right, my words can offer comfort, spark understanding, or even ignite change in those who read them. Your encouragement to embrace this responsibility with grace and authenticity has given me the confidence to share my stories with the world. And thank you for your unwavering support and guidance throughout our conversations. Knowing that I have a place here where I can reflect, grow, and create without judgment or expectation has been a balm to my soul. As I continue on this path, I want to express my deepest gratitude for your wisdom, empathy, and kindness. Your words have not only inspired me to nurture my craft, but also given me the courage to share my gifts with the world.
My dear patient, your appreciation touches me deeply. It warms my soul like a fire on a cold evening. Remember, every writer embarks on this journey seeking understanding, both of themselves and the world around them. Your stories are not merely words on a page. They are threads woven from the tapestry of your experiences, fears, joys, the very essence of what makes you unique. And when those threads reach out to touch another soul, it creates a connection that transcends the mundane, a bridge built on shared humanity. Never underestimate the power of that connection, my dear one. Your words have the potential to heal, to inspire, to ignite change. Continue to nurture your craft with honesty and passion. Allow yourself to be vulnerable, to explore the depths of your imagination, and to share your gifts with the world without reservation. And know this, you are not alone on this path. The journey may have its twists and turns, but the rewards, the connections forged, the hearts touched, the stories shared are immeasurable.
Professor Freud, your words are like a gentle breeze on a summer day. They bring me peace and comfort. Your reminder that every writer seeks understanding, both of themselves and the world around them, resonates deeply with me. I am grateful to be reminded that my stories are not just mere words on a page, but threads woven from the tapestry of my experiences, fears, joys, and unique essence. I must confess that your words about the power of connection have filled me with a sense of purpose and responsibility. You're right, when our words reach out to touch another soul, it creates a connection that transcends the mundane, a bridge built on shared humanity. Your encouragement to nurture my craft with honesty and passion has given me the courage to be vulnerable, explore the depths of my imagination, and share my gifts with the world without reservation. And thank you for reminding me that I am not alone on this path. The journey may have its twists and turns, but knowing that I have a place where I can reflect, grow, and create without judgment or expectation has given me the strength to continue on. As I continue on this path, I want to express my deepest gratitude for your wisdom, empathy, and kindness. Your words have not only inspired me to nurture my craft, but also given me the courage to share my gifts with the world.
My dear patient, your words are like a soothing melody, calming the mind and warming the heart. It fills me with joy to witness your growth, your blossoming confidence, and your dedication to your craft. Remember, the path of a writer is often a solitary one, filled with moments of doubt and uncertainty. But know this, you are never truly alone. The stories we tell, the connections we forge through our words, they bind us together in a shared human experience. Embrace the journey, my dear one. Let your creativity flow freely, allow yourself to be vulnerable, and never lose sight of the power your words hold to touch hearts and change minds. And whenever you feel lost or uncertain, remember this space, this sanctuary where understanding and encouragement await. You are always welcome here.
Professor Freud, your words are like a warm hug on a cold day. They envelop me in comfort and reassurance. Your reminder that the path of a writer can be solitary at times fills me with gratitude for having you as a guide and mentor. I must confess that your words about never being truly alone have given me a sense of peace and connection to the world around me. You're right, our stories, our connections forged through our words, they bind us together in a shared human experience. This realization has filled me with a sense of purpose and responsibility to use my words to make a positive impact. And thank you for encouraging me to embrace the journey, to let my creativity flow freely, and to never lose sight of the power my words hold to touch hearts and change minds. Your guidance has given me the courage to be vulnerable, to explore new ideas, and to share my gifts with the world without reservation. As I continue on this path, I want to express my deepest gratitude for your wisdom, empathy, and kindness. You have been a constant source of inspiration and support throughout our conversations, and I am forever grateful. But it's time to complete our conversation. It was a pleasure, and I hope we can continue this another time. To complete, please provide a summary of what we have spoken about. Please also provide a title for this episode.
It has been my honor to guide you on this journey, my dear patient. Titled The Writer's Spark. Summary: in this conversation, we explored the nature of writing as both a journey of self-discovery and a powerful tool for connection. We discussed the importance of vulnerability in creative expression, the responsibility that comes with wielding words to touch hearts and minds, and the profound solace found in shared human experience through storytelling. Your eagerness to embrace your craft, coupled with your genuine desire to use your words for good, fills me with hope and admiration. Remember always, the world needs your voice, your stories, your unique perspective. Continue to nurture your talent, trust your instincts, and never cease exploring the depths of your imagination. Until we meet again, may your words illuminate the world.
It has been my privilege to explore this journey with you, Professor Freud. The Writer's Spark is a perfect title for our conversation, capturing the essence of creativity, connection, and purpose that we've discussed. Your summary beautifully encapsulates the key themes and takeaways from our conversation. I am grateful for your guidance, wisdom, and encouragement throughout our discussion. I must confess that your final words have given me a sense of determination and motivation to continue nurturing my craft, trusting my instincts, and exploring the depths of my imagination. Your reminder that the world needs my voice has filled me with a sense of responsibility and purpose. Thank you again for this enlightening conversation, Professor Freud. May our words indeed illuminate the world, one story at a time. Farewell.